You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blissful Living. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, and I have a show that you are just going to want to stick around and listen to tonight. Before we get started with the guest for today's show, I want to, of course, always give you the time to find a place to sit back, relax, get something to write with, piece of paper, your favorite beverage. Tell your family to give you a few minutes so that you can just enjoy some time to yourself and really embrace the information that the guest is going to be sharing with us all today. So I want to say that. Make sure you guys have time to get all that. And then also, we're going to lead into thanking our sponsor for today's show. Our first sponsor we're going to thank for the podcast is Blissful Living for You, and they are a holistic dream lifestyle company that focuses on the pillars of wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dream. They have all kind of specials and products, specials that are coming up and that they're highlighting this month as well as moving forward. So if you are ready to up-level your wellness, get your mind right, and elevate your wealth, then I suggest you check out Blissful Living for You at Blissful Living, the number 4, the letter U.com. The next sponsor of the podcast is a telecommunications installation company located in the heart of Silicon Valley, San Jose. They have been in business going on 31 years and have survived every type of economy that we've had since 1989, and they still have some of their very first customers all these years later that refuse to give their business to anyone else when it comes to telecom installation and network distribution setup. All Day Cable Incorporated is that company, and they make the claims that they make the right connections so that when their customers go to use the telecommunications equipment that we have available to us today to do business across the street, across the state, across the country, or across the world, that they are able to connect with that customer on the other end that very first time they set out to make that connection. So if you are a company, small, large, medium-sized business located on the western region of the United States, and you have a telecommunications need and you want somebody that's reliable, efficient, effective, and gives you great quality, then you want to check out All Day Cable, Inc. at alldaycableinc.com. So now that I've given you a little bit of time to get ready and get situated with just spending a few moments with yourself, let's jump in and let me tell you about today's guest. Our guest for today goes by the name of Rocky Singh Kandola is his name, but we call him Rocky. And he is just a very innovative fella. And let me tell you about him. He's 34 years old, and he's an Indian businessman born in New York City, but he lives in Los Angeles. So he's bicoastal. He owns and runs a showroom in high traffic areas of downtown LA. And he recently upgraded to Beverly Hills. Check that out. Now, check this out because it gets really interesting. He's a felon as well as a philosophy graduate from both the state of Alabama. He spent his high school in 9 different facilities, 9 different schools, and boot camps across the world, some of which are now closed due to severe child abuse, rape, and torture. He's almost died at least 7 to 8 times, and half of his face and jaw are fake from an attempted murder on his life. He's been shot, he's been stabbed, he's been kidnapped, he's been kicked in the face, and he's had around 20 major surgeries. And in his, in his adult life. And he's been hurt, and seen hurt up close. Now, very special young man, very special. Let me tell you more about him. He is loved, he has seen love, and he loves. He has amazing friends and families in almost every continent in the world. His business allows him to travel freely and meet amazing people across our planet. He speaks four languages and holds a conversation with any man, woman, or child in the world. He follows his heart and he lets his guard down with loving people around the world without thinking twice. He's grown business. He's helped others daily. He works hard. He plays hard. And he's learned so much from his past life. And he now wishes to help others to do the same. And so I could go on and tell you more about him, but let me just say it is now time to introduce Rocky to the listeners of Blissful Living. Hey, Rocky, how you doing?
Hey, blessed and honored to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for saying yes, and you have an amazing story to share with the world. And so, hey, I'm giving you that platform to do that. I'm sure others have, but no one can do it like the Queen of Feeling Fabulous. I'm just letting you know that.
Definitely. I love your energy coming on. It's amazing. Well, I'm feeling it over here.
Oh, good. Because I'm in Texas, and I know you probably, are you in L.A. right now?
I'm in L.A. right now. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I love L.A. You know, from the Bay. So, yeah, what can I say? But I want to jump in and just, what kind of business are you in? What, tell the people out there what you do. And then we're going to go, we'll backtrack a little bit and tell some more about your backstory. But what type of business are you in?
Definitely. So I actually am a factory owner of hair extensions. So we do hair extensions, wigs, funnels, closures, all type of hair pieces directly from the temples of India. And we mostly sell B2B to business owners, redistributors, stylists. The stay-at-home, work-at-home mom, everything from that to, full-blown salon that does, you know, blowouts and all kinds of different, installs for women and men across the world.
Wow. So basically the wigs and and the weaves that I would say Cardi and Megan Thee Stallion and some of these other phenomenal artists are wearing quite possibly could have been something that you, that may have came from your company, quite possibly.
100%. I don't ever reveal clients' names unless they're cool with it. And then if they are cool with it, it's always on our Instagram.
Yep, I hear you. I get it. I just wanted to give the audience, you know, so when you see the beautiful women with those beautiful wigs they're rocking or those beautiful weaves, their hair may have came from Rocky. That's all I'm saying. So, okay, so now... So now that we got that out the way, because I piqued the curiosity. They're like, God, this young man has been through a lot. He's you've seen a lot, you've felt a lot, and you've learned a lot. And obviously, it's transitioned to having a great business. But tell the listeners like your backstory. And what is so intriguing is the fact that you you're a felon. I don't want you to go into, because it's really nobody's business as to what you did, but as a person that, you know, once you've been deemed a felon, you almost have, I don't know if you ever read the book in high school, The Scarlet Letter, but you almost always have some kind of, I hate to say black mark, but some bad mark that is on you and that follows you around. How did you take that very troublesome time period in your life and turn it around to something magnificent as to what you're doing today?
Definitely. So for me personally, the first part and the largest part and actually the hardest part was kind of breaking the identity that I had created of Rocky is a dope boy, party animal, convicted felon and has this social stigma on him. And I kind of walked around with that for, quite a while, even as a child. You know, as you said earlier, I was sent to 9 different facilities, and many of those were boot camps and state schools all around our country and all around the world, actually. So at a young age, I started to develop this, this is who I am. And, as humans, we kind of, our egos kind of want us to attach ourselves there's some identity out there, and we kind of become enveloped with that. And that was exactly what I was doing. So for me, it actually didn't actually start to break that until after my prison time, and I was out, and I kind of dove right back in the same lifestyle almost. And I can only give it up to a higher power, to an outside energy, to God, you know, whatever word that you might, you know, resonate with that you call it. It was definitely something, the energy, you know, that came from within me, actually, now that I look back. But at that time, it just felt like outside. And I made one decision to actually go ahead and leave the country, break ties with all my friends, with the homes I had, the drugs I was involved with, and I was dealing and I was using as well at that time, everything from addiction to, you know, violence and everything, and let it all go and left it behind. And I had no idea what was I going to do, if anything was going to work. I just had this feeling come within me that there's something else out there for me. There's something else I can do, and let me go explore that. And that was the first step. That was almost 8 years ago now that I made that change. I left the country, went to India for a while, lived on the farm with some family friends, and, you know, didn't have cell phone signal, didn't have access to even the music I was listening to, you know, back then, and just a total disconnect from everything that I knew or I thought that was, you know, reality and my identity.
Right.
And from there, you know, it's been quite an up and down journey as well. But that, you know, really was the starting kind of point and big change factor for me.
You know, that's interesting because a lot of times people identify with their hood, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So often it's hard for people, and, you know, I grew up in the hood. I, you know, hey, it is what it is. But in lots of lessons learned, you know, that have helped me to be a very successful person and business owner. You learn some really valuable lessons growing up in the hood. But sometimes people can't leave that identity behind. And they get caught up and they will go to, I know people that have gone from, like, where they, you know, their roots are and have relocated across country or whatever, and they get caught up in the same thing. For you, by taking yourself, I want to say, removing yourself from the essence of the United States and going to India and going to a farm, that had to be, you know, at first a very difficult transition because you came from one thing, you know, that's busy, all kind of stuff going on to something that really made you focus on yourself and developing that inner spiritual connection. What would you say to someone out there that may be living a life that you were living, but really is tired of it and really wants to take a step out into something better, but they just don't know how? What would you say to that person?
Definitely. So, I mean, the first step to that, speaking to that person directly, the first step, which is sometimes the hardest, and I mean, for me, was like I said, was one of the hardest, is actually wanting it, right? And it's to, like, wanting something different, wanting to be something more, wanting to get away, and just being sick and tired of living the way you are and you know, doing what you're doing and really believing that there's something else out there for you. I try to talk to people, you know, my friends and even some family from my, you know, past lives as well, about, like, you know, that are still kind of stuck in some things about this stuff. And, you know, if they're not receptive to it or open to it, it's usually not a change they're going to make. So the biggest step, once again, is to actually believe and want that. From there, it really does take a leap of faith. Me leaving the country was one of the scariest things I did at that time, because as a kid from 11 to 17, I was sent around by authority figures, by my parents, to, you know, all these different places. I was even sent to India once when I was 11 or 12. And I stayed alone there for 6 months and went to school. So it was actually really scary for me to say, okay, hey, Dad, I want to leave and help me out to go, especially because it was coming from my father. So my first week there, I remember, I kind of flipped out on one of my friends who were there with me, family friends. I was like, man, like, did he tell you about this? Like, they put me on a one-way ticket. They're trying to send me away again. And I was kind of freaking out. And I had one convo with my dad, and he's like, you know, Rocky, this isn't, you're a grown man. This isn't like it was before. You made this decision. And if you ever want to come back, you can come right back. No one's keeping you there. And when I heard it like that, you know, I already knew that, but my mind was so used to the old lifestyle and the old programming that I kind of like rebelled against it at first. And once I realized, you know, he's right. This is on me, and it's something I want to do. And I do believe that I can do something better and different. And And I kind of just expanded on that and went from there. And the amount of just blessings in so many different forms that have came to me since then is almost like unreal. People that knew me 10 years ago would just are still calling me these days now and just like, wow, like Rock, like, well, what are you doing? I want to know what you're doing. And that was actually kind of what sparked my interest to start speaking about it more openly, because I thought that, hey, if I can, you know, affect some of my good friends from back then that are in it, and there's so many, especially in our country, the amount of people that, you know, are going through the justice system and feeling like they can't do anything different. They have this, as you were saying, quote unquote, social stigma on them. You know, I think it's in the millions, if not more than that. It's very, very high. And I was like, you know what, if I can start reaching out to some of these people, we can start to slowly, you know, affect change in our society. I think H.L. Mencken said it, you know, if you really want to know like what a society is about and what they're doing, go see how they treat, you know, the lowest level of people, which quote unquote is the people incarcerated, sick, mental issues. Right. For me, that was all the above. And that's, I think, where like where we need to start a lot, put a lot of like attention, effort and helping through is people that are feeling like that. And, you know, for me, like I said before, I'm still on that journey. You know, it's up and down. I have days where it's not as easy. I have days where even in the past 7 years where I've been tempted to kind of look back in that old lifestyle. But one thing, especially if you're someone that comes from my background, which I'm not shy to say, you know, I had a lot of you know, drugs and violence and selling, and that was what eventually wound me up in prison. If you have that kind of like entrepreneurial hustler spirit inside of you anyway, once you get a taste of the lifestyle that I'm now living, that is, you know, progressive, moving forward, making progress each day, trying to help people and touch lives and just, you know, expand and grow. You don't really want to look back as much anymore. You learn from your past, but you want to move forward. And you almost like start to become just looking forward each day to see what kind of issues life can throw at you and how well you can handle them and deal with them and move on past them.
You know, you said something that I think is key. And I think that, you know, to our brothers and sisters out there, they may be listening to us that may be living that wayward type of lifestyle. And I know we all know people that are that way. We love them dearly. That's their life. This is our life. But you said something that I think is powerful. And I think sometimes a lot of people negate that. And I'm going to call into a very famous rapper who kind of took what you're saying and elevated it tremendously. When you're in that lifestyle and you're hustling and grinding, as we say on the streets, right? When you're hustling and grinding, you're running your business, you're handling your business, you're handling business, right? You're making sure that, you know, profits flow in and, you know, customers are satisfied and marketing efforts are going. You're handling your business, although it's not a, you know, a business we want to, you know, glamorize or anything, but those key concepts and those key skills that you do when you're doing that, you transcend into being a legitimate business. The hustle and grind doesn't stop. The game is still the same whether you're doing the street life or the entrepreneurial life. It's just a different type of product. It's just a different type of customer you're dealing with.
Exactly.
And you just said, you know, that you took your skills from what you were doing, and yeah, you've had a lot of, you know, stuff, bad stuff that's happened that you've seen that has happened to you, but without that stuff happening to you, you wouldn't be able to talk about it today. You wouldn't be able to share your experiences, and by us having this conversation, you never know who's listening that may need to hear, not me say it, but you say it, that you may change their lives, you know? And so I think it's just important for people to understand, like, you were this bad boy. You really was this bad boy, and you turned your life around, and now you're this businessman living and thriving in, you know, in L.A. or, you know, Southern California, so to speak. And Jay-Z did the exact same thing. Jay-Z was he did coke and crack, and he took his hustle and grinding skills. And it's no secret. Everybody knows that he took his hustle and grinding skills and invested his drug money into himself and other rappers, and that's how his company developed. And he just, the skills don't change. It's just a different product that you're marketing, which is a legitimate product, and that you can go so much further with it. And you avoid most likely being caught up in the penitentiary system. So kudos to you, and I salute you, and I applaud you for, you know, being able to step out of that, you know, shield and not want to talk about it, because the more you talk about it, the more you help people and the more you heal yourself, and you get to understand that it was just part of your journey that's brought you to where you are today, right?
Exactly, exactly. And I was actually ashamed to talk about it for a very long time.
I bet.
Yeah, I bet
you were, but now you're able to talk about it and you're, you know, bestowing wisdom upon so many of us that need to understand that. So I want to ask you, because this is really perplexing. You know, here you are, you know, an Indian, you know, Indian fella. You're from Indian descent. Excuse me. And, you know, you're talking about stuff that most people associate with being Latino or Black or, you know, all that kind of stuff. How did your family react to you when you told them that you wanted to make the change? Did they take you serious, or did they say, oh, here he goes again? Was it different between your mom and your dad? How did your family act and when you decided to say, you know, when you decided to make this positive change in your life?
Yes, I mean, obviously when everything happened, especially legal-wise, and then the things that happened with the attempted murder and everything, they were devastated. And not only my family, my friends, they've seen me do everything from teach tennis to drive a Pizza Hut to being a waiter to wanting to start this business and that business and try this and that, as well as on top of everything else, you know, illicit I was doing. So I think everybody was kind of like, here he goes again. He's to do something else. Like, we don't know what's going to happen next, but, you know, let's see how it goes. I remember my father, after I was in L.A. for 2 years, the first time he came to visit me, he looked around at the car that I was driving and the house that, and the showroom that I eventually built in 2 years in L.A., and he kind of pulled me to the side, and he was like, so, Rocky, tell me, are you still selling? Like, what are you actually doing? I was like, no, Dad, look around. Like, it's hair. I'm doing
like,
hair
now. Wait a
now.
Minute. Like, you know, I know my boy, and you got to be doing something on the under, you know, because this can't be for real, right?
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Is your mom still living?
Yeah. Everyone, my parents are both still, you know, blessing to be alive and healthy and well. They're both living still in Alabama. I try to get them out of there as much as I can, but our home is there, and they have a house there, so they kind of, my father's practice is down there as well, so it's kind of, they're kind of like stuck in that area a bit. But my father's actually right now, finally, he won't retire for some reason, but he's actually taking a 2-month break in India right now as we speak, so I'm glad he's out there enjoying himself.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Sorry they're in Alabama, but but that's good that he's in India. I know you know about this, so I have a master's degree in Ayurveda, and I'm an Ayurvedic nurse practitioner, which is, you know, a medical modality that's practiced in India. And so I'm going somewhere with this. When you were in India and you're working on the farm, and you know, Ayurveda is everywhere. It's in India, so to speak. It's everywhere. It's an essence, like curry, you know, like curry, and not Stephen Curry, but curry.
Turmeric.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's the essence. Did you get involved in any of those type of practices that helped you further solidify your journey in a positive manner? Or was it just basically just getting back in touch with your spiritual self and nature and allowing things to evolve in that aspect?
Guys, great question. So, and I love, that's all I love doing, because it makes me actually reflect back on myself too. So when I first started in India, the biggest thing for me at that point in my journey, and everyone's journey is a little bit different, obviously, for me it was finding a way to create a lifestyle to where I could still kind of do what I wanted to do and earn money legally. And that was like the biggest first step for me. So when I was in India is when I actually, you know, started to say, okay, after a month or two on the farm, I was like, what can I do? You know, what can I do to do something different, to earn on my own and to stand on my own feet and without having to look over my shoulder and you know, make money and make a life for myself. And it was wild. I tried everything from, you know, things like restaurants to land to liquor stores, this and that, until one day when I was there, I pulled out a one-page business plan that I actually made while I was in Alabama State Prison. And I had a flashback when I was, like, sitting under a bed using a cell phone that was snuck in with people on the top of the bunks, like we call it a hot railing, looking out for police coming by then. And me and my bunkmate calling his sister and his girl on the outside, asking them, you know, hey, you know, how's the hair doing? What's the prices on it? What do people want? And from those conversations, I put together a one-page business plan. And I think it was almost 2 years later when I was out, 3 years later when I was out in India this time, I pulled that plan out. And I made one Facebook post, and all my homegirls from high school were like, what, you know, Rocky, you're doing hair now. We'd love to work with you. Like, you know, send us some samples, bring it to us. So that was like my beginning. I can do something now. And, you know, funny enough, the Ayurvedic, the holistic lifestyle, meditation, yoga, clean eating, I actually quit eating meat, cut out a lot of things in my life, everything from smoking cigarettes and smoking weed to, you know, doing anything in excess to any drugs at all. Happened when I came to LA, and I went through another, you know, life journey where I met a woman and we got married, and then ended up separating. And that was kind of this thing that sparked, you know, me in Los Angeles. Like, you know what? I started noticing in LA, I was kind of not meeting the exact people that there were. I was meeting the same people I met in my old, quote unquote, old life, I guess.
Right.
And I wanted something different, and I don't want to create the same thing. So did a full stop while I was out here. We separated. I was actually homeless, living in a minivan. You know, I was actually even drinking quite a bit those days, but I was still doing my business. And I was going through a really, really tough time. Just my heart was broken, and I really wanted to be with this woman, and we were separating. And so one of my friends, Sean from Korea, came to live with me for, you know, not even a couple weeks. And Sean has just been a beautiful blessing and a light in my life, you know, since I've known him when I was 17. And when he came to me this time, he didn't try to teach me anything, didn't try to show me anything, didn't try to tell me to do anything. He just kind of lived with me and lived this lifestyle of clean eating, of meditation, of yoga, and introduced me to so many, like, people around LA that were involved in this lifestyle as well, that, you know, I was open to accepting and receiving it. And that's when I really got into, you know, like, you know, high alkaline diets, cutting out red meat and meat altogether, you know, meditation and yoga and working out on a daily basis. And then the communion of being around people with those energies. You know, when you go to some of these studios and centers in LA, you don't even have to have much conversation. You can literally just sit next to someone and then and have a smile, and just you can feel that energy and that vibe and that goodness. And
it's
I fell
trip,
in love with
isn't
that.
It? Right?
It really is. It's amazing. It's an amazing trip.
It's kind of like, you know, put yourself back in the hood, so to speak. It's kind of like when you know you can't see anything, but you know, but your radar is up. You know something's about to go down, right? You can't see it. There's nothing that looks out of the ordinary. It's just a vibe that you feel, right? You know something's about to go down. Same thing, different vibe, but same thing around those high energy people or just like this, the holistic thing. You can't explain it. You feel the vibe. You know something's going down around you, but who cares, because you feel so good. You know what I mean? You just like, you just want to embrace and be a sponge and soak in that good vibe because it's all around you. And it's just a beautiful feeling. I try to explain it to people. I can't articulate it in words. All I can say is just a feeling that, you know, it's a feeling like no other. And, you know, you just made a complete turnaround in your life your life is for the better. And I'm like, I could talk to you for like another 55, 60 minutes. but we're coming to our time, Rocky. And so I want to just ask you, like, if you had anything that you wanted to say to people listening to you today with regards to just what we've been talking about and your message for the world, what would you share with us right now?
I would say that after looking back and after all this time on this journey, I did a lot of things, you know, following what some would call like God, something inside of us. And I realize now that when I have the awareness to look back, that every change I've made, everything I've done, no matter, I did have help, I did have YouTube videos and reading books and, you know, diving into positivity, but it all comes from within. And we all of us have that extraordinary ability inside of us to create the life we want, the environment we want, the energy we want. And the biggest part it starts with is your thoughts and what you believe. So I would tell everybody to really look inside yourself, take the time to separate yourself from distractions and outside world, to dive within and find what your soul's calling really is, and that's all inside of you, and then follow that. Usually when we follow our souls and our hearts, we're not going wrong. And the ability to create the life that you desire, to get over or to get past or beyond or to something different and transcend all that, is all within you as soon as you start to become aware of that within you. And it sounds easier than it is, but it is a process that everybody can do. And everyone has their own journey, whether it's books or YouTube videos or friends or church or communion or a trip or travel. Everyone has their own, but you do have it within you.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. What a beautiful way to close the show out today with Rocky. What a beautiful, beautiful message. And if you didn't get anything from our conversation, hopefully you got that last message because it was very, very profound. He shared so many nuggets of gold in just that last statement, that if you are someone that are on the verge of wanting to make a positive change in your life, replay that over and over again, because it will spark something in you to lead you forward in a positive manner. I believe it. I feel it. We just got to be talking about that energy thing, me and Rocky, and that statement has powerful energy in it, and so does Rocky. So now, Rocky, if people want to get in touch with you with regards to just maybe having you speak and share your message or getting hooked up with some hair, can they reach you? Because I may be the one calling you, like, hey, you know, be like, hey, Rocky, you know, should girl, the queen of feeling fabulous, can you hook your sister up? But no, how can they?
Got you covered. I got you covered 100%.
All right, that's my boy right there. How can they get in touch with you, Rocky?
Definitely. So I do have my own personal website that has links to all the different businesses that I'm involved in, everything from vacation rental condo management to CBD teas to, of course, hair extensions. And my book and other things I'm working on as well that are coming out soon. And that website is just rockycandola.com. That's rockycandola.com. And then I'm very, very open and prevalent on Google and everywhere. All my businesses are all very out there. So if you just Google search Rocky Singh Candola or Hair Made in India, you'll find out everything about us. And my entire team knows me very well. They've been through the same type of things I've been through as well. So, you know, you call any one of us, you can reach me as well, and we'll be able to talk with you, vibe with you, and, you know, discuss anything you want, from hair to condos to CBD to good energy and a beautiful life. So feel free to hit us up anytime.
Love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much, Rocky, for being a guest on the Blissful Living Show. I love this conversation. I'm going to have to bring you back because we got lots to talk about. I just was like, oh, my God, I got 97 questions that I wrote down. And because it's just, you know, it's just interesting. Like, you're young enough to be my son, and I can totally relate to you. Not all your experiences, but I can totally relate to what you were sharing with, you know, going from negative to positive. And so, I love that, and I love when young people, or anybody for that matter, are able to completely spin on a dime to make that change. And so it's a beautiful thing, and you've got a message and wisdom to share. So thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And I want to thank the listeners. You're very welcome. I want to thank the listeners. Please share this show with everybody you love and care about, because I know all of you've got somebody in your family it needs to hear the message and the words of wisdom that Rocky just shared. No matter how much we want to discount it, negate it, not see it, whatever, we all got family members that need to hear this message. And so please share this show with everybody you love and care about. I want to thank the sponsors of the show, Blissful Living For You at blissfullivingforyou.com. Please go check them out if you want to get fabulous, fit, fine, and sexy, elevate your wellness, wisdom, and wealth. You want to check out blissfullivingforyou.com for sure. And if you need telecom installations and you're looking for a really exceptional company that can handle that for you and make sure you get the right connection the first time, then check out All Day Cable Inc. at alldaycableinc.com. And Rocky is a sponsor of today's show. So please make sure you share some love with him on social media when this show is posted and broadcasted all over the place. And until next time, I'm Rochelle Marie Lawson, the Queen of Feeling Fabulous. And as always, I'm wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility to your spirit. Until next time, take good care and goodbye for now.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living for You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfullivingforyou.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.